This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Shout out to Fairfax Adult Softball, largest adult softball league in the country. They posted a ton of pictures. They had a photog there last night who took a lot of great photos. And we're looking through them right now from last night's mushball game at the Nats Youth Academy. You can add them on Facebook to see all their pictures or dozens of them. Gives you a nice little feel of the event. But want to thank them. They're at Fairfax Adult Softball on Facebook if you want to see those pictures that they helped make last night possible. Let's get to our double play. Danny, we have an event tonight to tell people about. You can come out, hang out with your buddies, and talk some baseball.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We will be at Nats Park for the Nationals pep rally. There's a bunch of people that are going to be there, a whole bunch of folks, not only us, your boys Grant and Danny, but a bunch of people from the old CBS cluster, sister stations, 94.7, El Zol, Fresh Morning Show, a whole bunch of people are going to be there. It's going to be a fun night, a lot of Nationals interviews, some players will be on site. We'll talk to Mike Rizzo. And a bunch of other fun stuff. There are giveaways and a whole bunch of cool things. Basically, center field at Nats Park. We will have plenty of fun banter. We'll be broadcasting live from there tonight, so I'm pretty much not going to go home. I'm going to try and get on the elliptical machine and crank out some of the soreness, but it won't be very effective. Shower up and go hang out in front of a bunch of folks and talk Nats, man. It's a good night.
Live show this evening starting at 6:30 right after Chad Dukes versus the World. We'll be back on the air with you for most of 2 hours, I think. We're going to be talking about the Nationals, previewing the upcoming postseason run. We'll have guests, as you said, Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler, FP Santangelo is going to be there, Dan Colco is going to be there. So it's going to be a neat little show where we paint everything red and talk all things Nats. But if you're in the area or if you just want to come to the pep rally, they're giving away prizes, share some camaraderie, fellowship with a bunch of Nats fans, you should do that. We are at Nats Park tonight. We're starting. We're going live at 6:30. Get there a little bit before that or anytime soon thereafter, and you can hang out for a couple of hours. Let's get to my double play. This is from The Ringer. No excuses. Jerry Rice is playing like a champion. That is a Wedding Crashers quote because Jerry Rice crashes weddings routinely.
What?
I'm going to read this from The Ringer. This is a really funny, awesome story. Jerry Rice does not mean to do it. After all, it's not about him. I just want to go up to the bride and the groom and congratulate them, Rice said. Tell them today is your day. Those intentions are great and all, but when Jerry Rice crashes a wedding, the story of that wedding becomes, Jerry Rice crashes our wedding. For some reason, it always turns out that they are so excited, Rice said. They want to take pictures, and I'm just happy to take pictures with them. It always turns out to be bigger than that. Rice is the NFL's all-time leader in receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns. Many would say that the former San Francisco 49er and Oakland Raider is the greatest player to ever put on football pads and a helmet. He also happens to be a Hall of Fame wedding crasher. When Larkin and Matt got married last November in Carmel by the Sea, California, Matt was starting to get annoyed. The reception was at a bar, and the bouncers had already approached him twice to ask if strangers were allowed to join the party. Then the guy at the door comes a third time and says, "You've got to come out again." And I'm saying, "Really?" So I walk out. Jerry Rice is standing there saying, "Hey, I'm Jerry," Matt said.
Oh, my God.
Rice took about 20 minutes of photos before heading to the dance floor where he performed a perfect knees-bent, swaying side-to-side dance to Blow the Whistle by Too Short. "It was surreal," Matt said. "You're thinking no one is going to believe this." Jennifer and Chris Johnson would. The pair got married at a golf course in California. After finishing up 18 holes, Rice saw the wedding taking place. "I pretty much know the wedding schedule at this point," Rice said. So he did what he says he always does. He walked over and congratulated everyone. "It's so exciting to see their reaction. It's usually, oh my gosh, I never thought I'd run into Jerry Rice on my wedding day," Rice said. And yes, Rastrani could confirm this is a typical reaction. Rice apparently has been crashing weddings for like a decade. He does it most weekends.
Amazing. That
How
is amazing.
How cool is this?
The only time it would be awkward is if you get a couple rubes, like some like California dudes who just like don't know anything about football
That's
or sports.
That's the concern.
So like, I'm Jerry Rice. Okay, I'm Keegan. I'm a vegetarian. Level 9. Okay, great.
Right.
But if it's like, hey, this is maybe the greatest football player of all time.
I mean, what if he showed up at your wedding?
Top 10 lifetime athlete.
If you're wondering if Rice does this every Saturday or Sunday, this is again The Ringer, he does not. Sometimes there are weddings on Fridays too, he said. He estimates that he crashes at least one wedding per weekend. I've had some brides that start crying, he says.
Good.
I tell them you're not supposed to be crying for me. Your groom is a different story. Rastrani said that the wedding planner at their venue has an album full of photos of Rice with various wedding parties.
Amazing.
So it's basically all at the same venue where he golfs a lot. He sees weddings, he walks over, and just wants to congratulate the bride and groom. Rice doesn't know the first time he crashed a wedding, but it started sometimes after he retired in 2006. I've done it so many times, he said. There are two reasons it happens. The first is that he finishes a round of golf at a golf club or a resort where people tend to have weddings. If there's one happening, as was the case recently, he'll always swing by. The second is he's on the road for business, and as he did with Larkin and Matt, he happens upon a wedding and decides to see what's going on. Rice says he typically doesn't want to stay long because he doesn't want to be the focus of the day. But again, he is Jerry Rice, so sometimes someone from the wedding grabs him.
You are Jerry Rice.
And there's just no chance for him to escape. Or there's really good music.
Timing's perfect. Wedding Crashers came out in 2005. And if you see the guy with the crab cakes, grab some. You know I love the crab cakes. That's amazing.
Isn't this great?
This is one of my favorite stories. I'm just so happy about this.
This is Jerry Rice's quote. If the music is going, I love music. I don't mind getting out there, dancing, having a good time. Remember, he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Of course.
He says, because I did Dancing with the Stars, people in the weddings want to dance with me because they think I'm some sort of a professional dancer. Good for Jerry Rice.
If you're going to retire and walk away at the pinnacle of the sport that you played, do less Dancing with the Stars. That show's dumb. Do more of this.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those you made somebody, like our wedding, I mean, we didn't have a Jerry Rice situation. The only thing people talk about from our wedding was there was this mix-up where they sent our guests into this room that was rented out by the guy that invented IMAX. He was getting married, and there was this baller reception that all our guests were pointed to by mistake.
This is great.
It's the only thing that people talk about from our wedding. It's like, hey, we put on this whole show for you guys. We tried really hard. That's the incredible story. That's the thing that everyone always remembers from our thing. If you show up to a wedding, you paid all this money, you flew across the country, you're staying at a hotel, you're going to a golf course, whatever, it's a standard issue wedding. It's, you know, wedding number 1157 serial number in your book. Jerry Rice posts and kicks it on the dance floor and takes photos with you. That's the story, man. You just made somebody's, you made hundreds of people's memories forever. That to me is awesome. Jerry Rice, yes, man.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. This is The Fan. That is your double play. Nice assist from Darburst on a story I had not seen until he sent it my way just a few minutes ago. Dan Fouts, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Going to be neat to have him on the show at 12:30. The NFC East odds have been updated. The Redskins are still long shots. Are they getting enough respect? We'll get into that in about 20 minutes. The Beltway Blitz is next on G&D.
Tedbert Ford, people. Go see my guys at Tedbert Ford. Get yourself a new ride. It's almost time. 2017, it's winding down. We're in the final quarter. The 2017's on the lot. They got to go. They got to go. All right? You're going to get a great deal when you go. Here's what else you're going to get. 130% Kelley Blue Book value on your trade-in. So you got here's what you got. Let me do a recap. Okay, this is your 30,000-foot view. The largest selection of new Fords and how they make deals over there at Tedbert Ford, others can't or won't. It's the best. These guys are awesome. They've been in business almost 60 years. You know why? Because they do it better than everybody else. Go see them in Fairfax or Chantilly. Just click away at Tedbert.com. And when you go and you purchase from Tedbert Ford, right? Anything less than 100,000 miles. New pre-owned, doesn't matter. New pre-owned vehicles, less than 100,000 miles. Doesn't matter. You get Tedbert for life. Anything under 100. So it's like 99,947. You get Tedbert for life. Lifetime vehicle coverage, powertrain, battery replacement, windshield replacement. Virginia State Inspection, done, handled, solved for you. And their complimentary service loaner program is the best I've ever dealt with in the car game. It is the best I have ever dealt with. I love these guys. You will too. Go see them and tell them Danny sent you.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.